doubtful. So I was like, so what's the, what's the first Gemara going on? What pshat in the Rashi says, umaya filu. The Gemara says a whole cheshbon over here. B'chihechi desalkele'el, ochanami denokso l'sachas. So umaya filu. You know that filu is, I'm b'teferes Yisrael. That filu is that you're not chayish. That's problem number one. Problem number two is that, what zok the Gemara do? The Gemara, it seems that this took care, v'hiheichi desalke le'el ochanami denokso l'sachas. What zok the Gemara do? I found in the Teitzos Chaim, thanks to the Bekiyas of the Nesiva Shabbos, which he speaks about the Inyonim of Shabbos. He speaks about this Inyon of Rishus Ayochid Oilad Loki and Yoyred Adatahoim. Baruch Hashem, he speaks about our Gemara. So he first says, and so the pashtus of the Gemara would seem that the Gemara seems it would have a havamina. Let's just the Rehitas Loshna Gemara seems that Pshita Rishus Ayochad Oilad L'Rakia Bechihecha Desalkele Lochanami Denochsa L'Sachas. The pashtus of the Gemara would seem that the Chiddush is that the Boyer is also Rishus Ayochad. The Boyer is also just like Rishus Ayochad is Oilad L'Rakia. So it's also Yoyrit. So the boyer is also a Rishus Sayochid. So the boyer is also a Rishus Sayochid, that's the pashtus of the Gemara. A boyer Mayam is also a Rishus Sayochid. So if a boyer Mayam is a Rishus Sayochid, so Poshit, you're allowed to take from the boyer to the Mokim HaShvisa. So Weistachoist, there was a Havamina that the boyer should not be a Rishus Sayochid. The Sayochid Fashtein, why should the boyer be a Rishus Sayochid? Number one. Number two, the chiddush of Rishus Hayochid Oila Adl Rakia L'Chayre is a chiddush. What's the chiddush of Rishus Hayochid Oila Adl Rakia? L'Chayre, you have a Rishus Hayochid, there's Mechitza stand for him high, so this is a Rishus Hayochid. Bizdo Rakia, you don't have any Mechitzas, the Mokim is in Mukif Mechitzas. And for that's when I say Rishus Hayochid Oila Adl Rakia. How does it work? You say Gurasik. With Kodasik, without Kodasik, Abba Al-Koponim, Rishus HaYochid Oila Adla Rokia is a Meir Dike Chiddush. That if there is no Mechitzes Bepoil, it's still Oila Adla Rokia. That's the Chiddush. But if the Pashtus of the Gemara is, the Gemara wants to tell us, the Boyer is also a Rishus HaYochid, so why do you need a chiddush for? Versteht sich jetzt Rishus Hayochid? Why should a boyer be Rishus Hayochid? You have mechitzes, and a boyer meya ame has mechitzes. So why shouldn't it be? Why do you need the lomdis? Ki heiche des alkelel, ochanami denoch so lesachas. So I found a teitzoes chayim, and simen tes oisei, he goes on our gemore, he says, da chiddush hu, Shaloi Neima, the Omuk, since it is so deep, V'loiniche Tashmishte, it's very difficult to be Mishtamish in a Boyer Omuk Meya Amo, Mevatel Mimenu Din Rishus Hayochid. So I would think that even though it has the Tnoyim of a Rishus Hayochid, but a Rishus Hayochid, the translation of Rishus Hayochid, Rashi says in Shabbos, Dav Gimel Abayis, is Mokim Tashmish B'nei Yodom. Who can be Mishtamish in a, we have a boyer that's four tvachim by four tvachim and 100 ames deep. Who can be Mishtamish in such a boyer? And the taich of Rishus Hayochid is, you need a Mokim Tashmish B'nei Yodom. So Memeila, I would think, this is the lotion of the Teitzoyes Chaim. Shaloi neime da omuk, v'loi niche tashmishtei, mevatel mimenu din rishus hayochid. Kishem Shane Mevata Lemailo. Lemailo, really, you also don't have Tashmishay Rishus Ayochid. What do you have Lemailo? Who can be Mishtamish Lemailo? But Aval Pikain, there's a din Rishus Ayochid, there's Oila Adal Kiye. Even there it is also not Nichet Tashmishay. Von deswegen, if in Lomdus it's a Rishus Ayochid, as Lomdus and Mechitzis, in Dos it's a Rishus Ayochid. So Memeila, that's Pshat in the Gemara's Kashi. So Pshat in the Gemara's Kashi is Aboir Omuk Meyam is also a Shusha Yochid, even though it's like Nichet Hashmishit. Where did I figure this out? I figured it out from Kishem Shusha Yochid Oila Adla Rekia, even though it's like Nichet Hashmishit. But if in Lomdus it's called a Shusha Yochid, it's good, so he's also a Shusha Yochid. So Dachsach me, according to the Teitzoes Chaim, the Havamin of the Gemara was as follows. The Havamin of the Gemara was, so now, this is the Gemara Tapsashtikal Pshat. The Havamin of the Gemara was, let's say it would be Loinichet Tashmishti. Let's, without this Bekiyas of Kishayim. So if it's Loinichet Tashmishti, so it's not a Rishus Ayochet. So it's a Kamalis. So then it would be Gewaldik. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, Afilu Omuk Mayamo, and it's in the Rishus Ayochet, but this is a Kamalis. Afal Pikin, you can take it out. That's how I learned Pshat in the Mishnah. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. It's going according to Rebbe. But the Gemara says, no, you can't say that. It's not a Kabbalist. It's a Rishus Ayochid Kishayim, just like a Rishus Ayochid Lamaila has a shame Rishus Ayochid, who adina, even though it's Leinichet Hashmishtei, who adina Rishus Ayochid Lamata. So Mel, that can't be the Chiddush. So the Chiddush Lamai says, I am the Teferis Yisrael, what the Chiddush is. It's still very modern. If that was Tan the Gemara's Kasha, why the Gemara didn't make an Asik out of it? But Al Kaponim, in Rishus HaYochid, that's the Chiddush. In the Rishus HaYochid, the Chiddush would be, even though then it's a Kamalis, that would be a Chiddush. Then the Teitzoras Chaim brings a Meiri in Shabbos, and Bab Zayin. The Meiri in Shabbos says as follows. Kishem sherishus hayochid oila ad horekia kach yoyreid v'noikev ad atohoin v'chein hisbayer lehedye beperik bakel ma'av. This is Amiri, found Amiri in Shabbos Bav Zayin. It's Ampela. And this Gemara, no one says anything. No one bothers to say Pshat in the Gemara, says a Gemara stume. But there's a Meiri in Shabbos that says, which is, let's appreciate the Chiddush. The Chiddush is, that's a Meirdike Chiddush. The Chiddush is that a Rishus Yochid is Yoyreid Ada Tahoim. So that means the Karka Oilom has a din of a Rishus Yochid. That's the Chiddush. It's Yoyreid Ada Tahoim. And according to the Meiri, someone asked on the Meiri, so Nesivis HaShabbos asks on the Meiri, and the Nesivis HaShabbos asks on the Meiri, so Pashas from the Meiri wrote episode is given, and this he brings a lot of Mara Mekoymes, that Rishus HaYochid Oila Adlo Rekia, if it's Yoyred at the Tahoim, means that the Rishus HaYochid goes all the way down into solid ground, but there's a Rishus HaYochid, even though it's not Royal Ishtamish, and it still has a Shem Rishus HaYochid. So, and so that Shat Kishem Sha'il al-Radlaki is also the same thing. So he says that comes out Amuyim de Kechidish. If you have a tunnel underneath the earth, which is a Rishus HaYochid, and then you have a Rishus HaRabim on top of it, so he'll have a din of a Rishus HaYochid. Upon him, that's the Ivri and the Meiri. The Meiri says, Kshem Sha'ila Ada Rekia, Yoyre Dada Tahim, Kimavura Be'erevin, brings our Gemara. But as the Chiddush of Yoyre Dada Tahim means, it goes down till the Tahim, even though there's no Cholol, there's no Avir, this solid rock. So the Gemara said this, Kshem Sha'ila Ada Rekia. Ila Ada Rekia means also, It will go through a sidewalk also. If you have a tunnel underneath, it'll go through the sidewalk. So Mamel, it goes, just like it goes through that way, it goes up, it can go down. Akapadim dosh teit namiri, amuyim dike chiddish. The chazaynish, the Nesivis Shabbos brings a chazaynish, which is mesupik in this, if the kalka of a Rishus HaYochid has a din of a reshus ayochet, all the way down. Chazanish asks a moiridike ha'ore. This, the Nesive Shabbos, the Tzoyes Chaim asks this ha'ore, and the Chazanish asks this ha'ore. The ha'ore is a moiridike ha'ore. We had in Masechta Shabbos, the Gemara clears a shayla, if a person had a boyer that is 9 tefachim deep, and he's oikel 1 tefach from the boyer, so with the yakire, it comes out, it becomes a reshus ayochid, but so the shayla is, but it comes bebasachas, that's a shayla in the Gemara. That means before he was oikel the chul, it wasn't munach b'shus ayochid. With the Yakire, now that it becomes a Rishus HaYochid, so it wasn't Munach anymore on a Rishus HaYochid. It comes Bebasacha. So the Gemara clears a Shaila in Shabbos, if a person is Oiker Achulia from a Boer Tess, is he Chayev, is he not Chayev? A very Lomdish Shaila, a mind-boggling Shaila. The Baal, it wasn't Munach Rishus HaYochid, with the Akire, it becomes Neka from a Rishus HaYochid. Frek the Chazaynish, why did the Gemara clear by a Boer Tess? Let's clear by a Boer Yud. You had a Boer Yud, and he took out the 11th Tefach. So before he was Oikirit, the 11th Tefach was not Munach on Rishus HaYochid, because that Kalke, which was lying out, was not Rishus HaYochid, that was a Mokim Ptur. So why didn't the Gemara clear, why does the Gemara clear by a boyer of 9 tvochim, clear by a boyer of 10 tvochim? So the Chazanish clears to say, maybe Rishus HaYochid is Yoyred Adatahoy, maybe, did not this Miri. So mainly the, if he took out the 11th Tefach, because the 11th Tefach was always lying on Rishus HaYochid. That's why the Gemara only had a clear about a 9th Tefach. The Chazanish is Mesupik. But Al Kaponim, we have a Moiridike Meiri, that the Miri says this Yesod, That just like Rishus HaYochid is Oila Adl Rekiyah is Yoyred Adatahoyim. Now the Tzoyes Chaim asks one pertinent question, where did the Gemara see this? Wie kommt es rein in unsere Gemara? Why did our Gemara have to say, Trihechi de Salke Le'el, Hochanami de Nochso Le'sachas? The only way I could think, I don't think this is too true, but I think maybe the Meiri learned Pshat in our Gemara as follows. That means if you have a boyer that is Omuk Meya Amo, and you have a Rishus HaYochid, so even though Lahalochid, there's no problem whatsoever to take out from the boyer into the Rishus HaYochid. The Gemara always knew the boyer is Rishus HaYochid, the house is Rishus HaYochid. But could be the Gemara held, since these are two different reshuyes, like the reshus hayochid is only until ground level, and the boyer is a different level, is underground. So the Gemara held, so l'chayre, maybe this is also hu b'mokim echad v'iru v'b'mokim acha, even though it doesn't involve halachidike problems, how to take it out. But he's on one planet, and the Erev is in another planet. It's two different planes over here. For the Gemara, so what did the Gemara say? No, I have news for you. The Rishus HaYochid also goes all the way down. The house goes all the way down. Kishem Shenoksa, maybe that's how the Meiri learned Pshat. Kishem, just like the house goes all the way up, the house goes all the way down. So the Rishus HaYochid is also all the way down. It's not only a Rishus till the boil. It's a Rishus all the way down. Efshel. But it's a Moiridike Shveri Gemara. And the Nesive Shabbos, Babs HaTzochin, what the Gemara means. What the Gemara is saying and what the Gemara means. And leider, it's a mu'uyim dik that the Meforshim al-Hadaf don't speak about this Gemara at all. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, beboyer dekoi bekarmelis, kegoyim bikim. Tahainu sodais, ta beboyer reshus hayochid usfosoi karmelis. Zot Taisvis, ila malo amai. So the Gemara asked, if this boyer is in Bershus HaRabim, so Memele, so why is it good? So the Erev is in a Rishus HaYochid, and he wants to be kind of Shvis in the Rishus HaRab. Havi Motzi LeMeima, משום דה נויסן נעירובוי, יש לי דלת אמס. פרק תוך תויסווס, what's the problem? Just like we said, and דף למד גימל למד בייס, we said, if the בורא יש תקשה, בוסקייט מלון דת אילון, את למיילה מייסורי, if it's in his דלת אמס, so ממילא צהוב אירובוי במוקים אחד, so it's called the all in one place. So for Taisus, let's say the same thing, that he wants to be kind of Shvisal Sfas HaBoy, and so Mameli, you give him Daladamas around him, so the Daladamas go down into the Boyer also. So Mameli, so he and the Erev is in one Rishus. Habamotzel, Mameshim, Danais, Neruva, Yeshle, Daladamas. Ala the boilish nuye afilin is kavan lish by schutzle daladamas minabe. The Gemara wanted to say that it is speaking about schutzle daladamas minabe to midereishe. Just like by Elon. The Gemara said that it is speaking about that he wants to be shoyves schutzle daladamas from the knife that was the sugyan daflamet gimel. So Memele here it's also speaking about that he wants to be shoyves more than Dalad Amis away from the bird. Ula El Gabi Ilon Leirotzu Letarots Niskaven Lishbois Chutz La Arba Amis Tergirso Lishbois Beikroi Shel Ilon. So here the Gemara says it's speaking about that he wanted to be Shavis Dalad Amis away from the bird. So why does the Gemara have to say that a whole meiser with a knife and the knife goes out, chutzla arbamis, and then it's zokif mit a ganze geratschke. Let us say he wanted to be shoivis, the more than daldamis away from the ilon. Like this person wanted to be shoivis, more than daldamis away from the boy. So tachtais was not, the Gemara speaks about the regilis. The regilis is a person likes to be shoivis near a boy. That's a mokim and suyim. Lidach is a person doesn't like to be shoivis next to a boy. It's a dangerous affair. So Mamela Fakert, so he wants to be shoivis more than Daladamas away from the boil. So Mamela, that's why the Gemara there to speak about with a knife, and here the Gemara to speak about that it's Daladamas away. Rabbi Kevega asks on this Taisvis, Amira de Kikashe. Kevega asks as follows. Taisvis asks, I have a poshet to eitzah. We'll say pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is speaking about, that he wanted to be shavis, teich talad amis of the boy. So, b'meila, that's the chiddish, you say rovas chiddish, and you give him talad amis, and it's called huvei ruvi b'bokimecha. What's the problem? So Taisvis says, no, he wanted it should be dumye the reisha. He wanted it should be dum yedereisha. Vun iskamelish beis chutzul dal damas mina be dum yedereisha. He wanted, he didn't want to make it different than the reisha. He wanted it should be, it's one mishnah, dum yedereisha. He wanted it dum yedereisha. Frekt Rabbi Kevega, he says, he wanted to make it dum yedereisha. It's not dum yedereisha, it's pilei ployim. In the reisha, what would be the din if the ilon would be an akamelis? So afilu l'mayla miyasor, it would also be good, because it's going according to Rebbe, so you can take from a Rishus HaYochid to a Kamalis. The Gemara says the Reish is speaking about a Rishus HaRab. So therefore, l'mayla miyasor is no good, l'mata miyasor is good. So the Reish is speaking about a Rishus HaRab. It's if he wanted to duplicate the Reish, so why is he speaking about a Kamalis? You should also speak about a Rishus HaRab. You speak about a Rishus HaRab, you're in hot water. So you're not saying Dum Yedereisha. You're not saying Dum Yedereisha. So say it's a Rishus HaRab. And it's Teich Dalet, the way Taisvis says. Azefek Rabbi Kevega Akasha, he doesn't understand Taisvis. The Lashain Azov asks the same Kasha with a little different. He says, the Mishnah is the Chapela. The Mishnah differentiates between a Elon and a Boyer. And it's not true. It matters where the person is standing. If he's standing in a Kamalis, he wants to be kind of Shvis in a Kamalis, so an Ilan Lamaila Miyasar will also be Mutter. If he wants to stand in the Rishus HaRab, Mabur will also be Yosu. So it's not a difference between Ilan and Boyer, it's a difference between where he's standing. And the Mishnah doesn't mention one word. Where he's standing. Is he standing in Rishus HaRab? Is he standing in the Kamalis? It's Mamish, a Pella, what Taisva says and what the Gemara says. In the Taisvus Chadoshim HaMishnayis, they bring a Moiradike Goyin. The Goyin says Pshat, Melos Fanfet HaBekebegis Kashet, The Goyin says, Amoyer de Kechidish. He says, after Agemore said that it is speaking about a Kamalus. So speaking about a Kamalus. Zuck the Goyin, if it's speaking about a Kamalus, so the Reish is also speaking about a Kamalus. That what the Gemore said on Daf Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, it's speaking about a Rishus Aram, that was till Daf Lamed Dalad Amed Beis. When our Gemore said that the Seif is speaking about a Kamalus, the Reish is also speaking about a Kamalus. Frech doch the Goyin, if the Reish is speaking about a Kamalus, so why Lamaila Meyasor is no good? You're taking from Rishus Ayochet to a Kamalus. Zuck the Goyin, according to Rebbe, that Rebbe holds a shvus is mutter bein ashmoshes, it's only one shvus, two shvus in ma'osa. That's the maskonis ha-gemore. So on Elon, there's always two shvusim involved, if it's l'mayla mi'asora. Number one, I'm taking from a reshus ha-yochi to a karmelis, and number two, I'm ishtamish b'ilon. Two shvusim is also. L'mato mi'asora, it is mutter because it's speaking about a karmelis, so there's only one shvus, mishtamish b'mechuba. So that's how the Goyin says, Lefiha Emes, the Goyin macht amoyer de kigaratschke do, Lefiha Emes, after the Gemara says that our Mishnah is speaking about a Kamalus by Boyer, so Mamela now it's amoyer de kigaratschke the Goyin learns. So the Reish is also speaking about a Kamalus, and according to Rebbe, Davke, one Shavus is muta bein Hashmoshe, two shvusim ha'osa bein ha'shmoshe. So therefore, so there's a difference between a boyer and the Elon. An Elon, if it's l'mayla mi'asara, you're meeting up with two shvusim. A boyer, even though it's amuk meya, you only have one shvus. But both are speaking about that it was koine shvise bekamalus. That is the Gemara. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Nosnoi Beroish Hakone. He put the Erev, here we have some pictures. Page 85, 41, Kundis Kone. Nosnoi Beroish Hakone, Beroish Hakundis. Bisman, Akundis, it seems that that's a pole. It's more, it's smoother, it seems. It's more, looks more professional. Nosna Bereisha Kona Bereisha Kundis, Bisman Shuhu Tolush. If this is Tolush, it's not Mechuba. It was, once grew from the Karka, but now it's Tolush, Vinodes, Afilo Gavoya Kuf Amo Areza Erev. Afilo it's Gavoya Kuf Amo, this is also an Erev. Now here we also have to appreciate what the Gavoya Kuf Amo is. What is the Chiddush? Even though it's Gavoya Kuf Amo, Areza Erev. That I didn't find anyone to speak about. Kunde Sarashi says, someone's a pole belaz, ve'enam mechuborim. Begmore porich, ve'amret reishe rebi hidom aloi gozlo be'mechuba bein hashmoshe. So why do you have to say it's only permissible? When it's tolush v'notes, afilu, it's still growing, it should be mutter. Rebbe holds, it's permissible to be mishtamish b'mechuba b'in ha-shmoshes. Afilu gavoye mea amo, hoyel v'enei rochev dalad lamato. Since it's not rochev dalad lamato, lav reshus hayochit have. This kone is not rochev dalad lamato. Va'af agav de lamalo dalad. Even though the lamalo is dalad. So let's look at picture by the 42. Va'af agav de lamalo dalad. Because we learned before that an erev has to be on a dalad al dalad. So in order for this erev to be good, that is the true picture of the Mishnah. We have a meya amodike kone that is a platform on top of it that's dalit. That doesn't make it a rishus sayochit. The erev al gabi mokem dalit beinon, but it is not a rishus hayochit because of this platform. Yeah. Areza erev. Rami lei Rav Ade bar Masna l'rove. So Rav Ade bar Masna is the kasha t'rove. Tolush v'notz in, loy tolush v'notz loy. The Mishnah says it is only permissible if it's tolush v'notz. Money, rabbonani. So the Koch is going according to the Rabbana. The Omri Koldovo Shu Mishum Shvus Kosu Olof Beinash Moshes. So the Koch is going according to the Rabbana. Va'amrit Reishe Rebbe. We said the Reishe was Rebbe. Rebbe, that's why it was Mutan. And in Nilon we have a problem of Mishtamish B'machub. It's going according to Rebbe. Va'amrit Reishe Rebbe. Reishe Rebbe V'seifer Rabbana. Omolei Kvaromi Leiromi Barchom Alarav Chizde. So Rav, the Rami Bachomis is Kashlai Tav Chizde. Vishoni le Reishe Rebbe v'seifer Rabbon. Ein Ochinami. This mission is going according to the Rabbon. Ravina Omar Kula Rebbe. The whole mission is going according to Rebbe. V'seifer Gzeiro Shemo Yiktoi. The seifer is also Afilu Rebbe that holds Mishtamshim b'mechuber. But here there's a Gzeiro Shemo Yiktoi. That means, I'm sorry, even though Rebbe holds that like Gozru al Shvus bein Hashmoshes, and therefore is Mishtamshim b'mechuba, but this Gzeire Shem Yiktem he does hold. Zogt Rashi, Tolish v'notes hu da hava erev, avu mechuba loy hava erev, mishum, so the Gemara learned, the reason is, the chishokilei mishtamish be'ilon. So the Gemara is takashe, so reish Rebbe v'sefer Rabbonon. So the Gemara said the second Teretz is Gzeir Hashem Yikta. Lefi shehakon erachu, since the kon is rach, ike lemigzer shema yiktaim kishokolai. He might be koitemit when he takes it off, when he takes off the kika, he might break off a piece of the kon, if it's mechuba. Aval evil ilan koshehu. Ilan is kosh. So a mele, when he takes it off, he won't be kaita. Ubeina shmoshes l'shemo yale v'yitloish l'ichashina. I let us be afraid beina shmoshes shemo yale v'yitloish that we're not chayish. Now what Rashi is saying here, I don't know. Was frektach Rashi and was emfet Rashi. Rashi is now a nuk. Rashi says like this. To take off the eire from the kones since it's rach is a gzeire shemo yichtay. And Elon, he'll take off from the Elon. Elon is kosher, so Mamela, he won't take, so Mamela, there's no problem. While he takes it off, he might be kaitem dealing the top. Now all of a sudden, Rashi is tsanukasha. Shema yala v'yitloish. I mean, what's the chash over here? Why should he be oila? We're speaking about, I mean, Allah was speaking about an Elon that's ninth Tfochim. That's one that's good according to Rebbe. So why should he be Oile, and why should he be Toilish, and what should he be Toilish? I don't know, Klo, what the Kash is, what Rashi is asking. Ubein Hashmoshes, L'shem, Yal, he won't, taking it off, he won't be Koitim. I may be Yale, the Yitloish. I mean, why should he be Yale? What should he be Toilish? Loicheshik. Bau not Chash. But this already, that'll break off while he's removing, while he's in the process of removing the Erev, he'll be kaitim, will break off a chelik of the kone. Vadai, I did the rechiche, since it is soft, miktime. Velav shvusu, ala maloche, the machayev mishum kaitse. The Rashba asks Akasha and Rashi, but said Vadi Bechayiv Mishum Kaitza, it's a Dova Shane Miskavan. I mean, what's Pshat? In the process, since it's soft, so while taking it off, somehow he might break off a chelik of the kone. So it's a Dova Shane Miskavan. This is Mutter. The Magia and the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz wants to say it's a psikreshe. And maybe it's a psikreshe, perhaps it's nichelei, maybe it's ara delay. Rashba says such a cheshbe that's speaking about ara delay over here, it's his karke. So if a little of the kone breaks off, so it could be chayv al zoymer, even though it's in tzorich leitzim, but it should be chayv al zoymer. Rashi says koitza. The Rashba says, Shemo yiktoim bekavone. כדי שיהיה נויח לוי לתלוי. The Rashba says he might break it off בכוונתק. He's having difficulties to take it off, so he might break it off בכוונת. Yeah. So lemaise, so therefore it's any erev. So halachically you're not allowed to have the erev over there because halachically you're not permitted to take it off because you might break it off with kavona. That's how the Rashba learns pshat. So here's a chash, he might be kavona, the Rashba learns bekavona, he might break it off. So therefore it is also filled according to Rabbi. Zok the Gemara weiter. Hahu pulmese the osel in eldo. Pulmese is a trashi chela melech. If they visited Nerdo, if the army came into Nerdo, hayemokim dochik letalmidim ibnei anshei achayil. So the place, they took over the dormitory of the Beis Medrash where they were learning. There was no place to say a shir. Omar lehu Rav Nachman, so now you have to find a place where you're going to say the Shabbos shir. Omar Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman told the Talmidim, Puku avidu kvushi kovshi ba'agma. Zukt Rashi. Erev Shabbos, kvushi kovshi ba'agma. Tzu v'kofu hakanim zel zeh harbe, kimin kisois leishev aleim. So Erev Shabbos, he told them they should bend over the kanim and the agma. They should make some type of makeshift benches that they should have with to sit on Shabbos. Lemocha nezel v'nese v'ilave. Eis v'rami b'chom ala Rav Nachman. So Rami b'chom es Rav Nachman. V'omri lo ravuk v'barab ala Rav Nachman. Tolush v'notz ein loy tolush v'loy notz loy. If it's tolush v'loy notz loy. So what's the kasha? So the kasha is hastes. The Mishnah was only matter kanim. The Mishnah was only matter kanim that are not mechuba. Kanim that are mechuba. Is also so mamele so the zakasha knew ain't mishtamshim b'mechuba. Now, if you learn that the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbonon, the first teretz of the Gemara is gewaldic. According to the first teretz of the Gemara, it says be'emesin kanim mechuborim de zeisar of leishtamish b'mechuba. There is such an isar. And that what we hold, you can't, the Erev isn't chal, is because Hashvus is also bein Hashmoshes. So then the Gemara is gewaldic. So then the Gemara is, but you see there's an Isra of being mishtamish b'machuba, by Kanim. So Ibezoi is, so how could you to say that the Talmidim will sit on this area Shabbos? That's the Gemara's kasha. But if you learn hastis that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi, and the whole time it's no good as Kseira Shemo Yiktoim, it's a different issue. While he takes off the Erev, he might be Kaitimit, the Kavonim. So what's the kasha over here? That Meichet Zogin is not Bezach, the Gemara held, just like there's a Kseira, you might be Kaitim. Just like there's a gzeira, you might be kaitim for your convenience to take off the erev. So in Shabbos also there should be a gzeira, you should be kaitim. So that's the Gemara's kasha. And how are you matter? And for the Gemara, Omalei hosom bu'uzrodin. Let us see what Rashi says. Loi tolosh v'noot loi, al mekanim ki ilon hein, v'osa li shtamish alayim. That's where if you learn like the first, it's going according to the Rabbonah, so we see klod that it's isa rishtamshis. Uzrodim, shehuk shukva. that the Mishnah is speaking about Shehuk Shukva, Harei Hein Ke Ilon. So that's like an Ilon. And then there's a Isser to be Mishtamish. Vechi Sharinon, this Maisa with Rav Nachman B'She'enom Uzrodim. Ba'oida Kanim Rakim. They're speaking about the Kanim Orach, Davi Ki Yerek. U'B'Yerek Lo Yizkiru Chachomim Shvus. B'Yerek, they only answered by something that has a Teiris Ilon. So the Mishnah is speaking about that it's, the Mishnah is speaking about that it is kosher, shehuk shekvar. So if it's hukshu, so then it falls into the gzeir of Elon. And here it is speaking about that, that it's rach. So, it's very modern. Before we said Sebastian, according to the Teretz, it's going according to Rebbe. Rebbe holds, Ein Mishtamshin, so Rashi said, Ein Mishtamshin, Be'ilon, about this, about his Gzeir Hashem, Ayitim Lefisha, Akon Arachu, Ikel Amigzer, Av Ilon Koshu. So before we said, according to Rebbe, an Ilon is Koshu, so therefore it's a Shvus Muta Bein Hashmoshes. This is Rach, it is a Gzeir Hashem, Ayikta. That's what we said before. That's why so Rach is worse than Koshu. Now the Gemara asks, why was it mutal in Shabbos to sit on it? So the Gemara says, because the Mishnah is speaking about kosher. And this is rach. It's a klepzach nicht as I good. So the Rashba says, pshat, konim shal uzredim koshin k'tas, v'havu b'chlal ilon. And it's worse than an ilon. M'mnei shein rakim k'tas, yoysim mishar ilon gozru, shema yikta. But they say, so there's three dargis. There's an Elon that's kosher mamish, so then, according to Rebbe, it's mutter. An Elon that's kosher k'tzas, that's worse. So then there's gzeir Hashem b'yiktoim. And if it's rach legamri, so then it's mutter, then it's mutter and Shabbos to be mishtabish. The Ritva asks Akasha, so what does the Gemara say, Lamaisa? So the Gemara says, Lamaisa is speaking about that this Maisa of Rav Nachman was speaking about a Tzrach. It's not Uzredin, it's Rach. And Rach, it's Yerek, there's no Gzeira whatsoever. Frek doch the Ritve, oi bezoi, so why did he tell them Erev Shabbos to go out and make the banklach? They could do it in Shabbos also. If there's no Issa whatsoever, by Dover Rach, he could do it in Shabbos. So the Ritve says that, there's a mukta de kishayla. A mechuber is a din mukta. That means it's not mukhan to be, it's not mukhan to be kisois. So therefore he told them Shabbos to make, Erev Shabbos to make the kisois to take off the mukta de kishayla. But the mechuber de kishayla behemesin aesis is a din yerek. Umenot taimre de shon ilon ben uzredin l'shein uzredin. How do you know there's a difference? Din Uzradin and not Uzradin. The Sanye, we learned as follows. Hakanim, Vehitadim, Vahagin, these are Minei Thorns, Min Ilon Hain, Ve'enei Kloim Bekerem. Vetanye Idoch, Hakanim, Vahakidon, Vahuvanin, Min Yerek Hain, Ve'en Kloim Bekerem. Kashi Adodi, so here it says Kanim is Yerek, here it says Kanim, is Ezadin Ilon, Oshma. Kanim kashim and kanim rakim. The kanim kashim have a din ilon and the kanim rakim have a din yerek. The kidon min yereku, it said in the second baraisa it said, v'hakidon min yerek, v'snan ein makivim pegem agabi kidon levonim neishahu yerek, be'ilon, so you see kidon is an ilon. Omar Apope, Kida Lachud, Vekida Lavona Lachud. Zot Rashi, Kida Boisem, Sheshmoy Kida Uvanim, Ursherish, Kashe Kanem Akanim. So the Gemara said, there's two types, there's hard ones and there's soft ones. Zot Toisvis, Vuvanim Perish Akuntaris, Ursherish. The Einai Nire, the Oisek Shehukshu Nasa Eitz Gomu. That means that if it's the Taisis knew what this mean was that Rashi said Ushrish, So Taisus has two stages. There's a stage when it's rach, and there's a stage when it gets hot. So Memela, if we find by Kanim that the different stages have, so it has different halachas. When it's in the hot stage, it has a din ilon. When it's in the soft stage, it has a din yerek. So Memela, so it just said the same thing by Uvanim. Nirelisha hu shein min yerek. It's not the shul shirish, it's something else. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Nosnoi b'migdol. A person put the yerib in a migdol. Va'ovat ha-mafteyach, harei ze erev. So this is an erev, which is a chiddush. L'chayr the shaylis, he can't get to the erev. B'gmar meforish loch again, Rashi says, she-ha-migdol b'shus ha-yochid, di-have be-mafteyach, l'have be-shumisa, du-hu be-ruve b'shus ha-yochid. So here it says, even though it's ovat ha-mafteyach, harei ze erev. Ha-b'lozor ha-imer, im eina yodua, that's the gears of the Rashba. Any yodua shemavtech b'mkoinoi einoi erev. The Rashba is medayik from the Loshon of Rabbi Lozo. He says einoi yodua shenevad v'loi noida mekoinoi. Meini yodua shemavtech b'mkoinoi. I don't know how clear how he attached the Loshon, but he says pshat is that we don't know where the mafteich is lost. We don't know where the mafteich is. So memela. So then we'll see the Tanakama holds one is permitted to break open the migdol. So memela, it's called huvei luvi b'mokim echot. Rabbi Lazar holds he's not permitted to break it open. So memela ain't a yeret. Zok teraj, but that is dafke if he lost the mafteich. Or what if he put away the mafteich and now he forgot where the mafteich is? So he's medayik from the Loshna Mishnah, according to Rabbi Loza, this will also be good. Why? So either the Rashba, the Ritva says, the Ovid who the mitker mekaymon. So that's called already who ve'ruve b'mokim echad. If a person put it away, so even though b'shas maise, he forgot exactly where he put it away, but a person will remind himself, so that's already called tu ve'ruve b'mokim echad. But if he lost the taka, so memela, so then the only way, so it's not shchir to find it after you lose it, so then the only way to get to is by breaking open the migdol. So that already he holds us also to break open the migdol. Frag the Gemara, what is the svar of the Tanakame? V'amai hu b'mokim echad ve'ruve b'mokim acher. Zogt Rashi, v'amai nehei de talvayu b'shus hayochid ninu, abok even the lay motzi shokelei, he can't get to it, have a lay kishnei mekaymeis, so this is shnei mekaymeis. Yeah. And the Gemara Rav Shmuel, the omri talvayu, hoche b'migdol shalaveinim askino. Here they're speaking about a migdol shalaveinim. This is a migdol of bricks. Let us see. Okay, this is picture 44. We'll see later the picture 44 is really going on the Mishnah in Beya. So let us first say it's speaking about a migdol shalaveinim maskinim. A migdol made out of bricks, not a wooden migdol, that's the chiddush, made out of bricks. Rameyeri di oma poiches lechatchila v'noitel. Now our Mishnah is going according to Rameyer. The Rameyer holds that a binyan made out of bricks, one is permitted to break it open. So maybe permitted to break it open, so memelus, that's why it's called duve luvi mokimecha. This nan, baye shemilu peiris, sosum. Abaye shemilu peiris sosum. They were soisim abayis, and it was filled up as a storehouse for peiris. And what happens? Vinifchas. And then a chelik of the bayis broke open. Now that the chelik broke open, so now one has access to the peiris. So the shaila is if it's muktzah or not. Noitel mimokim apchas. So the Mishnah says you're allowed to take mimokim apchas, and for some reason we'll see there are a few reasons why it's not called muktzah. Noitel mimokim apchas. Rab Meir oimer poiches v'noitel lechatchila. One is permitted to be peiches when they lot to break it open. So Mamela, so we're speaking about a Migdol Shalaveinim. The Mishnah is going according to Rav Meir. The one is permitted to open it up. Frech the Gemara. Omar Rav Nachman Barada, Omar Shmuel, Ba'avire de Livne. That what Rav Meir was matter to break it open is speaking about, that you were just were misader. You were misader bricks one on top of the other without any pit bentayim, without any cement. So Mamela, there Rav Meir held, it's not called a binyan. So it's permissible to do it. So what sushtel is this to our Gemara? And the Gemara, Ochanami, Bavira Delivna, our Migdal is also speaking about Avira Delivna. Frag the Gemara, Va'omar, Rab Zeire, Beyontev Omru, Avoloi, Beshabbos. There's another problem, that Afilu Rab Meir, that was Mata, was only Mata, Beyontev, Avoloi, Beshabbos. And with the Gemara, Ochinami Beyontev. Our Mishnah is also speaking about Beyontev. Wanted to make an Erev Tchumim in Yontev, so Memele, so that's why it is Mutter. Let us first see Rashi. V'nivchas me'elo, shalaveinim, shenoyach l'soisroi, it's easy to be soisroi, duch deboi l'ukmei ba'avira delivnei sturei zu al gabzu, b'loi tit b'neim, the love stiru, this is not a stiru. Trameya b'meseches b'yim. V'nivchas me'elo, afilu b'yontev atzmoi, noito mimoke ma'pchas, b'loi mitzer mishum mukze ustome kerapshemen. So Rashi says that what's the chiddush of noito mimoke ma'pchas? The chiddush is that it'd be a mokim to think that it should be mukze. That means this was in a binyan, and Erev Yontev was not oimed to fall, he was Messiah Das from these Peres. So Memela, I would think now that the opportunity rose that he can get to the Peres, I would think there should be Mukze. So Rashi says it's going according to Rab Shimon. Zok the Ritve, it's going according to Rab Shimon. So what's the Yichus of Rab Shimon? So the Ritva says that it's speaking about that the whole stima was a stima re'ua. That means it didn't look like that it would have too much ariches yomim, this binyan. So Memele and Rab Shimon, the Taimei, Rab Shimon says, Odom mitzape mosai tifchas, that's the svar of Rab Shimon, in the din hachone, how much does it have to be muchan? So Rab Shimon holds, if the person is aware that there's a possibility that it might break, and this is a binyan ruha, there are percentages that it might break. So Mamela, so he had in zinin, so in the back of his mind he had in zinin, there's still a potential it might use those payers also. So this subconscious idea that he might use these payers, so these payers are not mukze according to Rab Shimon. Let us see the
bottom to Taisus. Neitel mimokim abchas. Peirish Rashi. Loi mitzer mishum mukze. The stomach eruption. Bekoshel amari, the oma bereish beye, the biyontev soson lontane kerab Yehuda. The Gemara says that in Hilchos Mukze, yontev soson lontane kerab Yehuda, and by Shabbos soson lontane kerab Shimon. So lechayre, so Rashi not just made we just found a stam mishneh, speaking about yontev, and it's a stam mishneh like Rab Shimon. The koshel amari, the oma bereish beye, the biyontev soson lontane kerab Yehuda. We have a stam mishnah like Rab Shimon in Yontev. Bahar stam adife dahavi basro. This is a psalayda mishnah. So memele yes, doch shver. Miu Rashi tirets bebeye. Rashi in beye says a different tirets. The hod noitom imokem abchas lechoshev mukze hoyu v'loihavi mukze ele mishum prise dahavi derabonon. the muki ba'avira de livne. So Rashi says in Beye, here Rashi is not so clear, Taisus is not so clear, but Taisus in Beye says Pshat and Rashi, that Pshat is as follows, that the whole Isser, forget about it, it's not going according to Rab Shimon. The whole is, if we don't go according to Rab Shimon, so there's a svar, kiven this katsoi, bein ashmoshes is katsoi kulu yoyme. So there Rashi says, amoyre dike chidish, that the whole din is katsoi is only, there's an iso di reise to get to it. It's too bad, there's an is katsoi, stamazoi, the mean is not edible. That's one type of is katsoi. Then there's another iskatsoi, there's a katsoi that the issa prevents me from using it. So Rashi says, the din of iskatsoi, mikoyach issa, is davke, if an issa the raisa prevents me from using it. If an issa the rabbonim prevents me from using it, then there's no din of keeping iskatsoi. So memele, so since the whole issa to break down this binyan, I feel according to the rabbonim is only an issa the rabbonim, so therefore there's no din of keeping iskatsoi. וכך נמי אומרינם בהמייבי, תבל מוכנו עצל שבא שמובה ותקנם מסוכן, משמע דלוי חושב מוקצה כיוון דלוי רוכב עלי איסורי דרייס. So by תבל you also don't say כיוון this קצוי, but it is also out this lomdus. That means if a person will be misakin the tevel, so it's mutter, I was this קצוי בין השמושס. So you see here, פסן this קצוי of an איסור דרבונון, there's not in a viskatsoi. Lomari nira letaretz, tahach loichoshiv stome. This is not considered, so let's go back to Taisus Kash, and Rashi over here. Rashi over here says it's going according to Rab Shimon. Rashi says it's going according to Rab Shimon, lemotzi lemisnei, so we have a stam mishnah like Rab Shimon. So he says here we don't have a stam mishnah like Rab Shimon, lemotzi lemisnei divere Rab Shimon. The Efshir, the Rab Shimon Seiver, the Peiches Lechatchile, Kirab Meir. How could it say the Bayesh Amilu, Peiches, Sosum, Venivchas, Neutel, Mimokim, Abchas? How can we say that Divrei Rab Shimon? Maybe Rab Shimon knows you're allowed to be Peiches Lechatchile. So therefore, you don't have a Stam like Rab Shimon. Aber la hide shabes mit khatren sadluim de matzl misne bod evre rab shim blik ton ich hosh ba di stome that is taka stome taka like rab shim because it should have said if not the rabbi would have said divrei rab shim the ritve brings down from the Ramban, why aren't the Peiris Mukze? So we have here two Mahalchim, and he said, the Rabbonon and those. The Ramban says, Amoyredike Lomdes. The Ramban says, Kiven da Peiris mitzad Atzmon Mukshorim, ve'einam Mukhsorim Shum Tikken. The Peiris are good Peiris. Ela Arye de Revi Olei. That means, I can't get to the Peiris. That's no problem over here. Do pass nicht, adin mukze. That's what the Ramban says. Tachsach mer didn't have time to be ma'ayin, but tachsach mer, they bring down la haloche. What happens if a person forgot to shut off the light on the refrigerator in Shabbos? And somehow he opened it up. Fine. He didn't know that the light was on and he opened it up. Okay, now it's open. Now you should make sure not to shut the refrigerator. But al kuponim, now that it's open, is the food inside mukta. He wasn't allowed to get to it. L'chayre, according to these other terutzim, l'chayre, it should be mukta. But according to this Ramban, the Ramban's of Tamuyim de Kechidish, if the food mitzad atzma is mukhan, no, I can't get to the food, that doesn't make it mukta. L'chayre, this is the svara of the Ramban. Let us see weiter, Taisvus. For Omar Rab Zeire, Beyonte Vamru. Frechte Gemore, Beyonte Vamru. So, that in Shabbos it's also. That means even though it's a stira de Rabbonon, but they weren't matter in Shabbos. It's only Mutter and Yontev. They were matter in Yontev. The Ritva brings down the Tzoyach Eichol Nefesh. They were matter a stira de Rabbonon. But in Shabbos it's also. So we could say, what's the problem? We could say that our Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, that the Shavus is Mutter Bein HaShmoshes. The Bahani Aviri Delivni Les Be'isura Elami Darabonon Kedama Ba'Meyibi Kivin Din Shereginu Akcinu. So Taisus says, wants to say the Holy Sukkah is only Altsmukzer. Because the mother says that if bricks, after the binyan was finished, so it matters. Like this, they're oimid to use, they're not mukts at all. But if he sharginu, if he made them into piles, actinos, he wants it still to be used for binyan. So the mela, we have an eitz over here. We have an eitz, that we could say that it's taka osami darabono, and it's going according to Rabbi. Al denechele lo ukme kerabono, kerove dukele el seife kerabono. I said before we had a teret that the seife is kerabono, so the Gemara wants to say that this mission is also going according to the rabono. So therefore the Gemara says it's speaking about Yontev, and Yontev it's mutter. For oid yeshloima, another reason why the Gemara did not want to say that the time of the Tanakhami is because he holds like Rabbi. Dim kein time der Rabbeloza da osa, mishim de sova ke Rabbona. Leinech leiluk me pluktayu be plukte der Rabbi ve Rabbona. The Gemara did not want to say that the machloikis of the Tanakhami in Rabbeloza is the machloikis of Rabbi in the Rabbona. Now the Ritva brings down, so speaking about Yontif. So in Yontif it seems there are two problems. Problem number one, there's a shaila, it could be it's a stira de Rabbonon, that letzeirich oichal nefesh they were matter. And problem number two is it's mukzim. These Levenim are mukze. So the Ritva brings down a Rivo, which is the Psamerdike Machlekes Apoiskim, if they were matter, tiltu mukze letzeich oichel nefesh. It's very negay ala maise. If you have a teve, that there's mukze things in there, and if you'll have to be metaltu letzeich oichel nefesh. Let's say you'll have keys to a freezer there, you want to open up a drawer, and there's mukta things in the drawer. So the Riva brings a raya from this Gemara that even though the bricks are mukta, afalpikain, it's also mukta letzeich oichel nefesh. And the Ritva wants to say, could be it's not considered mukta anymore. Since the halacha is, according to Rav Meir, you're permitted to open up this bias, so it has a Teiris Delas on it. I mean, since you'll have to be Poiches in Yontev, so it has a Teiris Delas, so Mamelis, so these Levenim don't have a Teiris Mukta on themselves.